Okay. Does anyone know what this sign is for?
Fish.
It looks like a fish. It is. Does anyone else know what it's for? Jesus, yes. What do you know, Uzzah? What do you know about this? You just know that it's a sign for Jesus or for Christians. Now, does anyone know the story behind this? You know the story behind this sign?
No, but they know what the symbol is.
You know what the symbol is?
Yeah.
And what is it?
A symbol of God, too.
It's a symbol of God, right. It's a symbol of Christians. And the story is that when Christians was pretty recent after Jesus rose from the dead and Christianity was kind of new, that, hey, why don't you guys come sit here, that sometimes you couldn't be really upfront with your religion because the government would be mean to you. Did you guys know that? That there was some time that being a Christian meant that the Roman government was mean to you. So they would do this sign, the stories are, they would make this sign in secret. And one person would use their foot or their toe and draw one arc like that. And then if the other person was a Christian, to give them the secret signal, they'd draw the other part. But I'm wondering, why would people pick a fish symbol for Jesus? Is it because fish was Jesus' favorite food? No, I don't know. What, Uzzah? Excellent answer, because Jesus, his big miracles was feeding lots of people with just a couple fish. Yep. Do you remember how many people he fed? Pretty close. One story says 5,000, and another time 4,000. So fish was a common food. Yeah?
And maybe if they also may have got a pet fish.
And maybe they had a pet fish?
Yeah.
Maybe. But today's reading is about Jesus getting people who were fishermen to follow him. So some people think it's because, like you guys said, miracles with fish, and some of his followers, his closest friends, were fishermen. So I have, since it's a secret symbol, I have for you guys, I'm going to give this is a little stamp that I'm going to give to you to carry over for decorating the bags at lunchtime. But I have four colors if anybody wants the secret signal on their hand. I have gold, green, pink, and blue. Okay, gold. So come on over here, and I'll put it on your hand so you two can have the secret symbol, okay? And if someone asks you, why do you have a fish on your hand, you can say, because it tells people that I'm a follower of Jesus. Who else wants gold or pink or green or blue?
Gold.
Gold? I thought gold might be popular. Wouldn't that be easy to make in the dirt with your toe or your shoe? Who wants gold? You do, yeah. This will look pretty. Ooh, you're going to have to put yours right in the light so you can see it, and it'll sparkle. You can have blue. All right, and I will keep my pens with me if anybody else wants the secret Christian symbol on their hand later.
Blue?
Okay. You want another one? Oh, my goodness. Which hand? Okay. Oopsie. Let's see. There's one swoop, and there's the other swoop, and it looks like a fish. What color, guys?
Gold.
What do you think? Gold?
Green.
All right. Finally, a green. Okay. Where do you want it? On the inside? Oh, that's where a lot of people get this tattooed. Right on the inside of their wrist. Now, this isn't a tattoo, but it should last for a while. Because, of course, I used permanent ink. Where do you want yours? Right here? This way?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And now, did you want a pink one, too? Yeah, I thought so. In here? Okay. Pink, because you wear lots of pink. There you go. You want to? What color? A blue. Okay. All right. Well, everyone's going to tell both hands and wrists that you guys are followers of who? Jesus. All right. So let's put our hands together. Thank you. you know, put your hand right here. Okay. Does anyone feel like saying the prayer, or would you guys like me to? You want to do it, Uzzah? Okay, come on around here, Bud, and you can say it right next to me. Come on around. Will you carry this to the kitchen? Because you guys are going to make sandwiches today, and you can use that to color the bags, okay? And here, will you take those? Okay, Uzzah, are you ready to say our prayer? No, so older kids do sandwiches, and the little ones color the bags. And everybody in the kitchen, is they're in charge, and they'll tell you, okay? You're going to do that for Sunday school, and you can pray beforehand, and you can talk about the people that are hungry, and you can read this little notebook, okay? So you'll have plenty to do. All right, Uzzah, will you say our prayer?
Dear God, please let us, please accept us as Christians. Amen.
What do we say at the end of a prayer?
Amen.
Amen. And I hope God blesses your hands while you make food for those that don't have lunches for tomorrow. Okay, so will you guys go down that way? And I'll see you later. And if any of the bigger kids want to go and help, that would be great.